Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great God you are. You are the Almighty Father. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord God Almighty in the heavens. You are mighty in the earth. We agree with you in the name of Jesus. We agree with your mighty plans, your holy plans, your righteous plans. What a mighty God you are. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. So, Father, as we open our mouths today to pray for the children, we thank you for praying through us. Effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. We appreciate you, Lord God, and we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in the earth realm. And, Father, we thank you for healing our land. Our land needs a great healing, and we are thanking you for healing our land. In the mighty name of Jesus. Good afternoon. Welcome to Tuesday afternoon prayer line, where we pray for the children of the world. We're glad you joined us. We're so grateful for you. We're grateful for each of you today. We thank God for you, you, and you. So today is May the 2nd, 2023. And we are so grateful that God allowed us to be in this day. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing. We are so grateful that the Lord has made a way where there's seemingly no way for many of us. He's an almighty Father. He loves us so much with all of his heart. And guess what? He said we're to love him back with all of our heart, with all of our soul and strength. And then he added on, he added on to that. He said to love each other like we love ourselves. Isn't he awesome? He knows what we need to do now. So I thank God for our Father. He said, suffer little children to come unto him and don't stop them because they're part of the kingdom. So we are grateful that the children are on today with us. You know what time it is? It's prayer time, and it's time to sing. Instructions before leaving the earth. That's what we can find out in the Bible. We got to give our children Bibles with their names on them. Yeah, have their names engraved so they can say, this is my Bible. And they will learn the books of the Bible. I was listening to something the other day, and there was a child, parent was calling the alphabet. The child said a scripture for every alphabet. Oh, my God. From A to Z. I think it was 3 or 4 years young. So we thank God for parents training them up in the way they should go. And you know what? It's Adelie's time to sing today. Adelie Johnson, she's from Louisiana. She is 4 years young. And we're so grateful she joins us every Tuesday. Good afternoon, Adelie. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, you sound like you're doing well. I hear Trizee. I'm sorry, your little brother. What are you going to sing today, Adelie?
Yes, Jesus loves me.
All right, baby, go ahead.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loved me. Bible told me so.
Hey. I hear your brother singing back there. He's singing with you. That's good. Hi, Tracy. We thank God for you, Adelie, and your brother. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Trizee. I thank you for Adelie. I thank you that their parents, grandparents, have trained them up in the way that they should go. So when they get older, they'll stay on your path. They'll keep their eyes fixed on you. Protect Adelie, her brother, her family, her father, her mother, all of her relatives, extended family members. We appreciate you, Father God, and all the great plans. You said, I know the plans I have for you, Adelie, Trizee. They are great plans to give you a great future and a great hope. So we thank God for Adelie and her brother and family in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, don't go anywhere. We have Minister Julia Walker from Florida. She and her nephew Joe and great-grandsons are going to be praying and singing. We thank God for them. Good afternoon, Minister Julia Walker. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine. I thank God for you allowing us to be on the radio today. I have today
Zaire, and I'm 7 years old.
I'm Kenya, and I'm 6 years old.
I'm Kenya, and I'm 5 years old.
My name, I'm a 7 year old.
Okay.
Great stuff. Okay, we don't say the prayers.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
This day,
our daily bread, forgive us all
debts.
Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil. God is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pasture. Lead me by still waters. He restores my soul. Lead me past trials towards namesake. Thou do I walk through the valley shadow of death. I'll turn all evil. Thou with me. Thou art the sound that comes from me. Thou art the place for me. The presence in me. Thou now my head of all. My heart runneth over.
Uh-oh, they got cut off, y'all. They'll be back. They got cut off. We're sorry they got cut off. But we thank God for the children. They'll be right back on. Just be patient. She'll dial back in a moment. But you know how the internet is and different things with the phones today. They, you know, they have their little issues. So we're going to play this song until they dial back in. Give them a minute. All right, they're right. They're right back on. I'm going to put them on live now. All righty. Okay. Well, you're back on now.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us all debts as we give our debtors. We do not need temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me flat on the green path. When the path is still waters, restores my soul. Be prosperous, full name, say, here go, I walk through the outside door. I feel no evil, but I will be you. The rod, the fire, they come for me. The prepared things for me. And crush me of my enemies. My head will my cut runneth over. Shit and goodness and mercy will follow me. All days of my life. And I shall do in the house of the Lord. Well, amen. When not your heart in trouble, believe in God, believe what the one is. My Father's trust, I mean in nothing. If we're not so, go with our souls. I'm prepared for you. I'll come again and see you. Tell myself, I am ready. Where I go, where you go.
Thank you for letting me be on this world. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the stars. Thank you for the moon. Thank you for my entire family. Thank you for everybody on this world. Thank you for everything on this world. Thank you for food on the table. Amen.
God.
Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the day I've never seen before. Thank you for my mama. Thank you for my dad. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the day I've never seen before. Amen.
God, thank you for the gift of life. Thanks for the dinner I've seen before. God, thanks for the support. Thanks for the dinner I've seen before. Thanks for Mama. Thanks for Joe. Thanks for Uncle Clint. Thanks for Roger. Thanks for Vic Walker. Thanks for Zion Shaw Walker. Thanks for King Walker. Thanks for George Walker. Thanks for Joe Taylor. Amen. God, keep us covered.
Amen.
All right, thank you all so much, Father, in the name of Jesus. I come to you on behalf of, I'm sorry, did I cut somebody off?
Don't break the circle.
Amen. What David said, everything has breath. Praise the Lord. What David said, everything has breath.
Praise the Lord. What David said, everything that has breath. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Make every change.
Oh, yeah.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. In the name of Jesus, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. I hear a chain falling. I hear a chain falling. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all so much. I appreciate the songs, the prayers. Awesome, awesome. Father God, I thank you for blessing Minister Julia Walker, Joe, and her great-grandson. I thank you for blessing her, for training them up in the way that they should go. I thank you for all that you're doing on their behalf. I ask you to continually walk with them, talk with them, be a lamp and a light to their pathway. I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to continually provide everything that they need for life and godliness in the name of Jesus. So we thank you today, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all that you're doing on their behalf. So, Father, we thank you for divine protection, divine direction, and guidance. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, it's just about prayer time. And we're going to play this song again. Hold on one second.
The B-I-B-L-E.
like the B-I-B-L-E, to give us instructions to follow God's will. That's what we need. So we thank God for each of you all coming on today. It's prayer time. So it's getting ready. We're getting ready to pray. We thank God for everyone who sang, the adults and the children who came on with the children. We thank God for you. We ask you to bless the adults, Father, that brought their children on, grandchildren on, great-grandchildren, nephews on. So we thank you for the parents of the children as well. We ask you to bless them like never before. And, Father, we are so honored that you, the Most High God, know our name and the names of all of the children all over the world. You even know the fingerprints of the children. So we are thanking you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the children's lives. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving today. And we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's prayer time. So I'm going to call on Sister Vivian. Thank God for her. Sister Vivian, can you pray for salvation and deliverance for the doctors who have been performing abortion? Can you pray for their salvation, the doctors who have been performing abortion?
Father, thank you, Lord, that we can come before you, Lord God, and honor you and pray, oh God, for the needs, oh God, that need to be met. Concerning doctors, oh God, Lord, you know many of them are performing abortion, taking babies, oh God, unwed babies, oh God. Father, we rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, that they will turn their lives over to you and let you do the perfect work in their lives, oh God. When you do your perfect work, salvation takes place in the hearts of men, Father God. They know, oh God, what they are doing and not doing it for money, oh God. Father God, not being, oh God, known as a murderer, oh God. We pray, oh God, that they will, oh Father God, turn from their wicked ways and serve you, God, with their whole heart. Oh God, let salvation come into, oh God, doctors' hearts today, oh God. Father God, oh Father God, we're bringing them before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that they will adhere, oh God, to your word, oh God, because your word will lead them and guide them, oh God, in the way that they should go. And they'll know, oh God, that they are not supposed to take young babies alive before they are born, oh God. Father God, you planted that baby in that womb, God, and you desire for it to come forth, oh God. And Lord, let them know they will be held accountable, oh God, for what they do in the child's life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. Mother Fanny, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Can you pray for the money to be cut off from the abortion clinic so they can't have any more?
Cut out of care.
Can you pray for the money that the abortion clinics receive to be cut off?
Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, have mercy. I ask you, please, let the money be cut off. Sending the money over the world that have the abortion to be cut off from killing out all the babies of this world. That ain't what God wants to happen. He wants all little babies to be saved in the name of Jesus. I ask you, God, let the little children be saved. Let the abortion be cut completely off. What won't be another abortion be carried out over this world. Abortion is not the thing should happen. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you, God, to cleanse all of that away where it will never take place in this world. There will never be another abortion clinic of killing out the children that coming into this world. And in the name of Jesus, God get it and he take it. And blessed be the name. Nobody do that but the Father. He made us all. And when he get ready to take us away, he takes us away and not Satan. Satan get in the plan and have peoples, the evil people, to get together and make all these plans to kill the babies, to keep the money for themselves. That's what it's all about. They want to keep the money for themselves, but that ain't what it's all about. The money is to help the poor and the disabled and the hungry and the needy ones all over the world. That's what the money is about in the name of Jesus. And that money is not about killing our babies. Money is about helping babies come on in the world in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask you, God, let your will be done as you see fit. Let it be done in the mighty name of Jesus, where it never, ever happen again. All of that will be gone away for good. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you would change the mindsets of people who are for abortion. We pray that they would have the mind of Christ and that they would begin to realize that aborting a baby is considered murder. And you said, do not murder. That's one of your Ten Commandments. So thank you, Father God, for people being saved, oh God, and having the mind of Christ so they will not murder any more babies. They would realize that you sent babies to the world. You sent them, and you're sending babies. You sent them with the purpose into the earth realm. You sent the babies into the earth with the purpose. So I think that they will not cut off the purpose that you sent, because you have sent many, many, many babies since the time of Adam and Eve. You sent Cain and Abel, and you sent all the children that's all over the world, in Africa, Asia, Antarctica, North America, South America, and Europe. And you put a purpose in each one of them. So we decree and declare we would not try to be God and determine who's going to live and who's going to die. We ask you to forgive us, oh God, for having an evil mindset, a wicked mindset, and killing babies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said allow the children to come to you. They cannot come to you if they're dead. They must be alive. They must live and fulfill their purpose in the earth realm. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Sister Lanny, could you pray for women who are thinking about murdering the baby in the womb, that they would quickly change their mind?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are life and you invite us to live a life in the spirit realm, in your spirit, through the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, thank you for what you've done by sending Jesus to Jesus' cross to die for our sins, to die for our mistakes and our bad choices and our illness and everything that comes to us that's not of you. It's been covered by the blood of Jesus. God, I lift up parents, mothers who have considered abortion. Our Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will send your truth, that they will know that it's not your will that they kill their babies. It's not your will that they destroy the child in the womb, but that they allow the child to enter the earth to fulfill the purpose for which you have given them. And I know, Father, a lot of times the women don't know. They don't understand the power of the hurt that they cause and of the sin that's being committed through that decision, because they have other things pulling at them. Hallelujah. That's why, God, we ask you that you would send your truth through your word, through your will, through your way, to show them and to demonstrate to them, to have a change of heart and allow you to help them make the best choice to let their child live so that they can be an ambassador for you in the earth, not only the child, but for the mother, even for the father of the child. Oh, God, we know that you can do great exploits. That's nothing too hard for you. You could speak through the wind. You could speak to a person that does not know you. You can open up their hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit that they will, you said in your word, he who has ears, let him hear. Hallelujah. We need them to hear. And we need you to send somebody they can trust, somebody they will hear, somebody just through the miracle of holding back the darkness so that they can hear clearly with all the clutter of voices in their head, all the experiences they've had that pull them away from you. Hallelujah. I pray, God, that you will allow the Holy Spirit to draw them close to you so that they will be ready to walk in obedience, to give their life to you, to give their child to you. We pray, God, for this kind of ministry that is in the earth, but we need, I know you have ambassadors everywhere. You got people everywhere on assignment. It's our prayer, God, that you will touch the hearts of these mothers and let them know that the child should live. Give them a revelation of what life in Christ is about, what life in the earth is for, meant to do. We pray, God, and we pray that you will steal the enemy's approach and those voices that's in their head that don't give you glory. Let them see how they cause more pain, how they cause more issues by listening to another voice. So in Jesus' name, God, we bind that those attacks on those women who have made those decisions. We pray that you would turn them around, turn their decision another direction. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, God, to save those children in Jesus' name, and let the mother be a part of that process. And if not, whatever can be done to preserve that child, we pray, God, for your divine intervention. And we thank you that you are present even now as we speak. We give you glory and give you praise for how you're going to do what needs to be done to save the children. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay. Sister Vivian, can you pray for the protection of the babies in the womb and the mothers?
Father God, we do bring the mothers before you that's carrying an infant, and oh God, in the womb, oh God, we pray, oh God, for wisdom in her, oh God, that, Father, that she will choose, hallelujah, she will choose the way, oh God, that baby should come here, and it would be the way that your word said, oh God, for your word said, bless that haps that sucks, oh God, hallelujah, praise God. Father, I thank you, Lord, that this mother, oh God, will have wisdom and knowledge, oh God, of the purpose of a baby, oh God. Father God, you have opened the womb, oh God, for her to bring forth, oh God. And Lord, let her come with thanksgiving, oh Father, what you have done for her in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray that every baby, every woman that chooses to bring forth a baby, oh God, that it come forth and come forth healthy, oh Father God, Lord God, because she have chosen the right way in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for this baby, that it comes here healthy, oh God, and that it will be wise, oh God, it will make great choices, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and it will be one that you have ordained to go forth in your name, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, oh God, for what you're doing. Oh, Father, the way you have done it from the beginning. Oh, Father God, when you saw that man was lonely and needed to help me, and, oh God, that they multiply. Thank you, Father God. We thank you from the beginning up until now. You have always chosen, oh, Father God, that woman should bring forth. And, Lord, we give you glory and honor for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Mother Fanny, can you pray for preteens and teens to be taught to practice abstinence, to stay away from sex until they get married?
I didn't quite understand what you said.
Can you pray for preteens and teenagers to be taught to practice abstinence, to stay away from sex until they get married?
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, please, Heavenly Father, help people abuse this. People to stay away from having sex. That's including young and old. Stay away from sex. Keep from having babies, even getting pregnant with babies. Never mess with no man. Because to show you mess with one, if you're any kind of good at all, you're gonna produce babies. And therefore, we know when we've done these things, anything may happen. Some good may happen, some bad could happen. But we know for sure if we do things we ain't supposed to do, anything could happen in the mighty name of Jesus. So best for us to stay away from sex, stay away from it until we do get married. Pray and ask God to send us a man to get married to before we even think about having sex in the name of Jesus. We stay away from all them things. We do what God said do. Nothing will go wrong. Everything will go as he got it planned. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Sister Annette, can you pray for sex education, God's way, to be taught at home and school?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you. We bless you and we honor you today, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you in Jesus' name. And Lord, as we pray for sex education to be taught both in school and at home, Lord God, we pray that it would be a wholesome and healthy attitude, Father, that the children would be taught. Father, so much wickedness is being promoted at this time, Father, all kinds of wickedness about sex and gender and identity and all of that. But, Father, according to your word, we pray that they be taught the right way to think about sex, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, Father, against any spirit of homosexuality and gender identity indoctrination. We pray against that in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, that according to your word, that you created man and you created female. And so, God, we pray that they be taught not only that, but that as we prayed previously, that they abstain from sex until they are married. So we pray for wholesome, healthy training for the children, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, with the schools and all, from what we're told, the books and stuff are being used to promote all kind of wickedness, Lord God. But we pray that if those books are being used, Father, that they be removed from the school environment in the name of Jesus. Even ungodly, wicked teachers, Lord God, that would try to teach the children their own perspective in the name of Jesus. So we cry out, Lord God, for holiness and your way, Lord God, for the children to be taught about what you have created. And, Father, that to get married and to have a spouse that they would be able to have one partner, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we cover them with the blood today, and we pray your blessings upon them, God. Sanctify them, consecrate them, save them, Father, for your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Sister Lanny, could you pray for teen girls to be taught and be prepared to be wives first and then mothers?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. God, I thank you for your word in Titus 2 that tells us that older women are to teach the younger women, mostly by example first, and then to show them how to love their children, how to be a good mother, how to love their husbands, and be trained in the church. And we know, Father, all of the girls come from home before they get to church. So we plead the blood of Jesus over those homes so that the girls will be have a chance to have a mother that will know how to guide them in the home and then guide them to church where they can get further instruction in your word. Praying that that child comes from a home that is saved father and saved mother. But, Father, most of all, right now, we lift up the young girls, hallelujah, that they will understand that they need help and they will know where to find that help, hallelujah. And if we don't do it at home and we don't do it at church, they'll find it in the streets, and it may not be the instruction they need. So I pray, God, that you would narrow that perspective into their homes, into the church, and even the schools can give them some advice. But most of all, Father, they need to know what your words say about how they should care for their bodies and how they should prepare to be wives and be mothers and follow the pattern that you design in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We pray for the tenderness of their heart of flesh, that they are teachable, that you will calm any storms in their lives that have been distracted them from being teachable, have distracted them from their hearing. And we pray, God, deliverance to them already. If things have come through their mind and settled in their little hearts that have nothing to do with who you say they are, if they have the wrong idea of who they are as young women, and that they think they should be treated a certain way and should be abused and should allow themselves to fall into the hands of a bad relationship. God, I pray for their deliverance right now. We pray for their healing right now. We pray for them to come to themselves and realize the report that you have of who they are, that they can do all things. They're fearfully and wonderfully made. You intentionally bless them and allow them to be born so they can bring glory to you. God, we thank you for the women, the mothers, the grandmothers, and great-grandmothers, the aunts and uncles, who also aunts, who have an influence on how young girls develop. Hallelujah, God. Give us to be the best examples possible. Hallelujah. And give us a relationship with them. Hallelujah, that we could not just tell them that the dress is too short, the cleavage is too low, but we can love them first and let them know that we're proud of them, that they give us an audience with them, so that if we love on them, we'll have a chance to instruct them. We'll have a chance to allow them to see how we're living and help us to align our lives with the word so that we can be the example that you have called us to be. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your will. We thank you for your way. We thank you for the girls who are prepared now and ready to hear. Hallelujah. And when they're ready to hear, God, I pray that you put the right women in their path, that they will give them the right instructions according to the word of God as to how you say they ought to become mothers, wives, and mothers in that order, and that they will have wisdom to know how to be a good mother and wisdom to know how to be a good wife. Thank you, Father, that you are God of order by the Holy Spirit. We thank you for that great desire. Hold back the darkness so they can find their way in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Marion, can you pray for girls who had babies before they were married to love themselves and their babies and not condemn themselves?
Okay. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, Lord Jesus, and I pray for the young girls that made the mistake of getting pregnant, having sex before they were married. I pray right now for them right now, Lord God. I pray the covering over them. Let them know that they are still loved by God and their babies are loved by God, to treat their babies with love and tenderness and to know that God loves them and to love themselves right now, Lord God. Don't let them think of themselves as trash because they got pregnant before they were married. Lord God, help them to read your word right now, Lord God, and study your word and to know that you will still love them unconditionally right now, Lord God. I pray a blessing over them, and I pray a blessing over the babies right now, Lord God. Let them continue to be lifted up in the word of God right now, Lord God, and look to the hills from which cometh their help, because their help comes from you right now, Lord God. Let them know that God loves them, and he is protecting and covering them and their baby right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Mary Nichols, could you pray for young grandparents to take time to teach their children how to parent their grandchildren?
Yes. So, dear Heavenly Father, we just praise you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do, all that you are. And, Lord, we just call upon you to teach the young grandparents, and there are so many of them, parents, to be able to teach their children on how they can help their young parents to be able to be effective in their work with their own children. It's kind of complicated that so many young parents, babies, but they don't know or even have an idea of how to raise their children. So we just ask you, Lord, that for the young parents, that they will turn to you and guidance of the Holy Spirit to teach them the things that they need to do as parents. And Lord, for the young grandparents, help them to teach their children how to raise the grandchildren. Guide them, Lord. Show them the way. Help them to be wise and to know through the Holy Spirit what they need to teach their children in raising the grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. Sister Vivian, can you pray for older women to rise up and begin to teach the younger women how to be wives and mothers?
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that our older women, God, instead of sitting around and gossiping and on the telephone, God, I pray that they will rise up, God, and, oh, Father, go forth as your word has told us, oh, God, to teach the younger women, to teach them, oh, God, ethics, and teach them, oh, Father God, how to love their husbands, oh, God, and how to stay with their husbands, oh, God, and teach them, oh, God, how to be chaste keepers at home, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I'm praying for our young mothers, oh, God. Lord God, that they will be, oh, God, Father God, be what you call them to be, oh, God. Lord, after they have had children, oh, God, Lord, they will rejoice in you and be thanking you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace, God. Lord God, that they not bear them. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you have, oh, God, oh, Father God, open up the womb, and now may they magnify the Lord. Oh, God, oh, Lord, just like Mary did, just like Elizabeth did, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, they'll read your word, oh, God. Lord, God, and be taught of the Lord, oh, God. I thank you, Father, God. Oh, Father, God, for the word will teach them all things. We pray, oh, God, for the older women will teach them the ways of the Lord. Lord, when they don't know which way to go, oh, God, and they will adhere to it, God, and they will take notice, oh, God, oh, Father God. Lord, let us be workers in the vineyard, oh, God, working hard on our young people, oh, God, oh, God, to help them to be what they ought to be, God. Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, thank you. Mother Fanny, can you pray for little babies and for toddlers and our baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, and baby Devin. Mother Fanny, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm trying to hear what you're saying. I ain't hearing too well this evening.
Okay.
Say that again.
Can you pray for infants, the little babies, and pray for our toddlers? Baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, and baby Devin. You don't have to say their names. Just pray for them.
Tell the Father in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for little babies all over the world. In the name of Jesus, help him, take him, bless him, lead him, guide him, teach him and show him the way. Help them to love him and forgive them. Show them the way. They don't understand. Help them understand life. In the name of Jesus, show them the way, what to do and what not to do. You are their Father God. You love them. And show them just what you want them to do. Help them to love and protect them from their sickness. That they'll get well and they'll get better. And they'll be strong, stronger and stronger in God. And you'll show them the way. You'll lead them out of their sickness. And you will help them to be strong and gracious in your name, and you'll be there for them 24/7, day and night. You will take care of them, and you will nurse them. You will feed them. You will just help them do whatever they need to do in the mighty name of Jesus. See them through, that they will live and not die, that you'll be with them every step of the way. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Sister Lanny, could you pray for help for teen mothers raising their children?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that you have the means to take us from where we are to where we need to go. We come to intercession right now for young mothers who don't know how to be young mothers, who don't know how to raise children, and who don't know how to even care for themselves as they ought to. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will establish a safe place for them in their families, in their community, in their churches, that there will be older women who will do, as we prayed earlier, take an interest, see, and make themselves available to give guidance. Because when you don't know, you need someone to teach you. God, we pray you'll send the right teachers that will help them to align themselves to ways that reflect your truth, ways that reflect your heart, ways that will protect their children and protect them and to render them to be in a safe place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, these young ladies are looking for someone. They may not even know they're looking for someone, but they need someone to help them even when they don't see it and they don't recognize it. But we recognize it in prayer right now, God, and we pray that the hearts of the women around them, somebody, the community worker, church worker, family, older aunts and uncles, aunts and grandmothers and sisters, will take an interest in guiding the minds and of the young people. And I know sometimes, Father, they can be rebellious and they don't want to hear. So, God, we're praying that they will have hearts of flesh and tender to lead and eager to learn and gracious and accepting help and suggestions about what's best for them as they get ready to move forward in their life as young mothers. Hallelujah, God. We know that you have given grace to them already. You got plenty of mercy and plenty of favor. And you already love them. So, Father, with all that being available to them, we pray, God, that you'll put them in a position where there are people that will come to them. You may put them in a position where you would take them to someone through some experiences of trying to find a job, trying to find agencies that will help them be able to take care of their loved one in Jesus' name. God, we thank you that all things are possible because you're already God. We thank you that you hear and answer our prayer out of your grace and your mercy, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father. Hallelujah. A lot of these young girls have been told things to get them to be pregnant in the first place, trying to find how they fit, trying to find how to feel about themselves. Hallelujah, they need help. Send the help, God. Help that will heal every lame place, and that's in you, through your word, through truth. Hallelujah, God. We pray that you will send divine help in Jesus' name to keep them safe, and that they will not let this stumbling block become, let it become a stepping stone to move up a little higher in you, that they can trust you, that there is better after this. There is hope after this. We thank you, Father, for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lanny. Sister Annette, can you pray a prayer of repentance for our nation for allowing the murder of unborn babies?
Yes, Father God, we just thank you today, Lord God, and we thank you for this time, oh God, together, Lord God, to call on your name, Lord God. And as we come, Father, we repent for this nation, Lord. It's many, 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 many crimes, Lord God, but especially today for the death of unborn babies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you see and you know everything there is to know, Lord God. And so, Father, we ask you, Father, for to touch the hearts of the people in the name of Jesus, Father, that you break up the fallow ground, you take away the heart of stone, give them a heart of flesh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, open up their understanding, Father, that a baby from the time it's conceived, Lord God, is a human being, God. So we come against ignorance, Lord God, because you said my people perish for lack of knowledge and they reject it, Father. So we pray, oh God, that the truth be told, that the truth would prevail. And so, God, as this is around the time for National Prayer Day, oh, God, we stand in the gap today. We crowd asking you to have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, oh, God, according to your loving kindness and tender mercies, asking you to blot out our transgressions, our iniquities, oh God, against thee only have we sinned and done this evil, Lord God. We repent. We pray that birth control not be abortion not be a form of birth control in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, oh God, that people would realize, Father, that that's the essence of life is life. And so we lift up this nation, God. We just pray not only that the church would take its rightful place and speak up, Lord God, and that the church would teach, Father, the truth in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that not only that, but we, as we were saying, older women, God, and not only us, God, but the men too, God, that we all take responsibility, Lord God, to tell the truth and to speak the truth in love in the name of Jesus. So we cover the children with the blood of Jesus, Lord God, Father, that abortions would not prevail in this nation in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray for a sanctity of life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord God. We curse that evil spirit, that evil unclean spirit of sacrificing children, Lord God, for our own pleasure, Lord, and for greed, for money, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Father. We ask you to bless the unborn, and we ask you to protect their lives in the name of Jesus. So convict those that will go for abortions, Father, and open up their understanding to the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. And also we ask you to save their souls in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Marion, can you pray that teenage boys will be prepared to be taught, where they would be taught by godly people and prepared to be husbands first and then fathers?
Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. I bring the young men to you right now, Lord God. I pray that their fathers would train them in a way to know to respect young ladies right now, Lord God, and to treat their bodies as a temple of God, to not want to coerce them to have sex right now, Lord God. Let them be trained right now in the biblical way right now, Lord God, to be abstinent right now, Lord God, to not pressure these young girls to have sex with them right now, Lord God. Train them up right now in the way that they should go, Lord God. Let them be respectful right now, Lord God. Let them be loving and kind without having sex with the girls right now, Lord God. But treat them with respect and love without sex right now, Lord God. I'm praying that they have respect and treat them like the way that they would want their sisters to be treated or their mothers to be treated by any man. Right now, Lord God, I'm praying that you change their mindset right now, Lord God. Change their mindset. Get more focus on you right now, Lord God, instead of things of the world right now, Lord God. Let them be more biblical right now, Lord God. Let them go to your word to see what they need to do in order to grow up to be a Christian young man. Right now, I just pray for our young men right now, Lord God, because they're getting so mixed up in everything in the world. So many of them are dying violent life right now, Lord God. And I'm just praying for them, sustaining them right now, Lord God. Cover them with your blood and teach them right now, Lord God, to respect young girls and to grow up to be loving fathers and husbands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Marion. Sister Nett, can you close us out in prayer?
Okay. Well, Father God, we just thank you today. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for your blood. Hallelujah, for the blood of Jesus. Thank you that the blood still works, Lord God. And we thank you, Father. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. And, Lord, we apply it over our lives and those that concern us, everything that concerns us, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, as we gather in your name, God, we bind all backlash, retaliation, and revenge in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just ask you, Lord God, to let our children rise up and take their rightful place. We pray, Lord God, that they be filled with the Holy Ghost, Father, that you save, sanctify, consecrate them, oh God, for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, thank you for each and everyone that's on the prayer line, those that desire to be here, not able. We pray your blessings upon them. Thank you for Sister G, the blessing that she is to us, Father, to the body of Christ, oh God. We just thank you, Father, for her and everyone on the line, the blessings, God, that you have bestowed upon all of us, Lord God. And we thank you, Father. We just thank you for life. And, Lord, we ask a special blessing for Mother Fanny today. Bless your servant, Mother Fanny, Father. Bless her, Lord God. Father, give her strength like never before in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, we honor you, we praise you, we bless you, we exalt your name. And God, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in the mighty and the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. I appreciate each one of you all coming on, whether you were listening or whether you participated in prayer. God loves you so much, and we appreciate you. We look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. We have Wednesday midweek Bible study at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same number you dialed in today. Come in and study the Word of God with us. You know, the Bible says that, you know, we need to study the Word of God to be pleasing and acceptable. How are you going to know how to get to heaven if we don't study the Word? We'll be lost, but we don't want to be lost. So, Father, we thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're about to do for each one of us and our family. Love y'all in Jesus' name. Talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye.
Shalom.
Love you. Bye-bye.